Yeah, what about you? Where are you from?
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Yeah. How many packs of did you buy?
Just the one, too.
What is going on here? How many did you buy?
I didn't buy it.
What happened to you? Thief! She stole it. Did you steal it?
No, I entered a radio competition and I won it from a radio competition.
That's interesting, isn't it? We might get back to that one.
So we were just listening to Gretel being a psychopath on
national television once again.
Yeah, telling off that poor girl. Did you see how frightened she looked?
She was already frightened as is. She's been put in her hideous gold sash and have to sit in the cold auditorium, and then Gretel starts going insane at her. I'd be scared.
No, but really, before Gretel even started going psycho when she was asking regular questions, the poor girl was scared. So Gretel just, how would you describe it?
Rubbed it in. No, she was being like that to everyone. She's like, so how are you feeling? The Big Brother house is a very scary place. Are you ready for it? Are you excited? What is going to happen in there? Are you ready for this? Like, really psyching them up, but making them scared. More than psyching them up. I don't know. It's just regular Gretel trash.
I'll just play the second part of that soundbite.
Now, our spies have checked out what that lovely lady said about winning the key on radio, and apparently you won a little packet, several packets. Oh, you don't know what a political minefield you nearly trod on, my dear. Okay.
Oh, you don't know what a political minefield you trod on, my dear.
I don't see how that... I think Gretel's got her facts wrong once again, because how is she supposed to have won like a few packets and then they would have known that one of them was a winner, because it was one of those SMS things, you SMS and then they tell you if you've won. I don't see how that works. I think she just got given, when you send out the SMS with your name and that, then they send you a phone number to call. I think she just got given that phone number to call and like the code. So I think Gretel's wrong.
I think they were just having a little freak out because they've been promoting this thing as something where you buy packets of Cadbury and and this girl didn't buy any Cadbury.
No.
Who cares? I mean, there was much more important things.
She didn't even make it into the show anyway, and she was ugly, so...
There was
really
much
no
more important
loss.
Things to talk about from tonight's show, like Gretel's hair. Did you see that?
I didn't notice anything weird. Should I have?
It was pulled back so far, and she looked like she had male pattern baldness.
I liked her outfit, though. I thought that was good. I think the new stylist is definitely showing the colours, and it's not garbage anymore. She's actually doing quite well, but no, I didn't even notice the hair.
Well, what did you think of the show overall?
To me, it looked like it had been put together in 10 minutes by the Work Experience kids. It was all... It was just hodgepodge, like Gretel hanging out in the crowd. Gretel never goes into the crowd. Then you could see, like, the camera angles weren't set up, or they'd had 5 minutes to rehearse, when at one stage, Gretel called up someone, and then they must have anticipated that the person was going to take a little long to get on stage, and Gretel was showing, like, to the right of the camera, shuffling with her notes and the questions to ask this person. And then the person was just standing next to Gretel while you could see two offstage guys and the folder and Gretel just on the side of the camera and the woman's just standing there. Hi. And then Gretel runs off and then drags her onto stage. And what was with Gretel grabbing everyone and putting them like 2 centimeters away from her face? Just stand here. Stop stepping back from me. And that was so close to her face.
Oh, I have another soundbite. Her telling off the stage guys. Wouldn't it suck to be a stage guy working under Gretel? She's such a bitch. Yellow.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'll play it. I'll play it now.
All right, two on this side. And Laura's just getting a mic put on, so we'll just wait a second. Can we do that on the stage, please, not off the stage? Because we've got business to do. Look, these boys are so shy about being on camera. He's turning his head for no apparent reason. Say hi to your mother. All right. Now, I think we can all concentrate while we're doing that. I don't mean obscure the entire shot. There we are. All right. Lucky there aren't more of them. They love a bit of the camera, these boys. All right. Now, I'll explain what's happening. Thank you. Thank you. Here's an envelope too, golden boy. Come quick, 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 quick. Thank you.
Let's move on. Nick, thoughts?
I can't help but get the feeling he was put on there on that stage because he was gay?
Yeah, I was just about to say, yes, he is the first flaming homosexual of Big Brother 2007, and we don't need emails about it. I'm sure your inbox is going to be flooded. Do you think Nick's gay? Nick's gay. Oh, I've slept with Nick. We know. He's also been outed on the official website. Okay, on the show, there was no mention that he was gay, even though it was clear as day. And there's no mention on the website yet, except for Little Sis blogging and saying, I wonder what Kate would think if... I know, I wonder what Kate's going to say now that there's a gay man in the house. Like, what if he wanted to have a 30-minute special with the SMS vote? Like, then what was going to happen? So he's been outed by Little Sis, and we know, so...
Oh, and I just love the way they introduced him to the house as Goldilocks. I mean, great way to reach for yet another stereotype, Big Brother. I mean, Jesus.
I thought
surely they had a male costume for a fairy tale character in that storeroom.
And Billy was the only one wearing a female outfit as well, but he actually looked less ugly as a female.
Oh, it's funny because he was Gretel, and it just kept on reminding me about how Gretel looks like a man anyway.
He's like one of those housemates who says, I'm confrontational, I'm going to be loud.
They were all like that though.
I know.
And when they showed the clips, they're like, oh, I'm going to go in, show them that people can still have a good time. I'm going to shake things up in the house. Boring as hell.
And they all say that. And what about, you were saying to me earlier about how Gretel is stressing the fact that do not vote out the interesting housemates. Oh, you may not like them, but they're good viewing.
I couldn't help but laugh. They're so scared of the interesting people being voted out yet again. I mean, they've seen the betting odds. TJ and Bodie are gone for sure. And that's been their main source of footage for the last, like, 2 weeks.
And even tonight, just as Nick went in the house, I got this from Little Sister. Hilarious. She was telling me how... I was reading, and it said that just as Nick walked in, TJ and Bodie were having another little tiff. So we'll see that on The Daily Show tomorrow. But no doubt that will take more precedence over Nick coming into the house. Coming in.
But I mean, I guess Nick was the better choice because the other four people on that stage, they're all blonde, 20-something. Haha, I'm going to come into the house and bring some fun with me yet again.
Yeah, completely agree. And the house needs a bit more male. There's only, there's a fair share of guys in there, but to me, there's no real male influence on Daily Shows and things like that at the moment, and hopefully he'll put a bit in there. And he's not one of those super hot, the one that people are going to fall in love with. Oh my God, I love him so much. He's just, I hope he lives up to his, I'm confrontational, that's me, I am going to tell people what they think, etc. And doesn't just hide in this shell, because that will really piss me off. But then on the other hand, I don't want him to be, find a confrontation in everything. Like, what was that twat with Merlin, season whatever that was, 4?
Yep.
Where they had the big fight. Yeah, we all know the one. Dreadlocks guy. I hope he's not like that. Paul, that's the one. I hope he's not like that. So, it looks promising. I'm happy that he went in over the other two, but a lot of people have been saying it's been rigged and that Gretel's mystery random numbers were just completely selected out of the two things.
Oh,
it wouldn't surprise me.
For sure.
I don't think they would let a random person. Like, yes, these people have been through all the psych profiling and police checks and that, but there's going to be the ones that they want over the other ones. So... it wouldn't surprise me.
The whole thing's really dodgy.
But we've got a new housemate, so...
I don't mind the new housemate, and I'm interested to see what will happen. It's just the whole method that they've put him in the house has just been so ridiculous and so tedious.
And so, did you see the bit where they were showing clips of the housemates talking about the Allens Golden Key competition, and everyone was like, oh my God, Natural Confectionery Company, oh my God, I can't wait till the Mars Golden Key winner comes in.
And they were even showing clips of the housemates themselves in the house going, is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, where they were just talking about showing them talking about that name that we won't say. They were just plugging it constantly. And on the screens behind Gretel was like a big Natural Confectionery Company sign.
Oh, the whole thing was just an hour-long ad for Cadbury.
I think I even saw the eviction plank or whatever it was a giant scrolling logo for Mars bars. I'm not 100% sure there, but, it might have.
But I can't help comparing this to Big Brother UK. I know I said I was going to stop doing my UK comparisons. But how can I not be when this idea is a direct copy of what they did in Big Brother UK last year?
I did notice that Gretel did say this is the first time someone has been randomly selected as
bullshit.
She said, wait. She said, this is the first time someone's been randomly selected, blah, 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 in Australia. So at least she's getting her facts right.
Yeah, because what they did to fill in our listeners, not that they particularly care or anything, but in last year's Big Brother UK, they had the 100 golden ticket winners. It was tickets in the UK.
And what were they Kit Kats.
Yeah, they're in Kit Kats. And we're...
We can say that. Yeah. It's a different company.
They put a lotto machine in the house, like an actual lotto machine that you would watch the lotto on TV. They got the housemates to run the lotto machine and they randomly drew a number from that. And that person just went in straight away. There wasn't all this bullshit random Gretel's special random numbers. And then they had to choose where they were going to stand. And then they had to dig through a whole lot of lollies.
It could have been done in a 30-minute show. I mean, really, no.
It could have been done in 10 minutes.
An hour was not necessary at all. And I've forgotten what I was
going
to say.
Well, even when Gretel was going, okay, you've been randomly selected. Now put your hand in this bag and pull out a number which will decide where you stand. Or actually, no, what choice you get and where you stand. I mean, it got so tedious. There was all these boring, silent spaces where they just shuffled on around on stage. I was yawning.
I did like how they decided they were going to bring them in the house, like give the housemates their weekly task and then throw the housemate in there. Instead of that, at least they didn't do intruder alert or
intruder
body's cordial alert. Like they could have done it a lot cheesier. But with the lights behind him and the smoke machine and he couldn't even see anything, almost tumbled down the stairs and broke his neck. That's quite funny. But yeah.
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done that, but it did work pretty good.
And at least we got rid of intruder alert. So. Intruder alert. Remember when they did that last season, like three times?
Same night, almost? Oh, actually, probably it was the same night, wasn't it? Three times in the same night.
I think it was. So yeah, I think Nick's interesting, but no chance he's going to win.
Oh, definitely not.
He'll be voted out pretty soon, I think. And I think even the housemates are going to... It's the same old story. They'll nominate him because he's the intruder, even though he's a housemate. He's the intruder, and they'll all vote for him because he wasn't there from the start.
Well, basically, he lost all chance of winning the show when he entered the house dressed as Goldilocks.
And all credibility in anywhere, really. He's not going to get a job back at where he works. Oh, may I also just add something I noticed while they were doing the pantomime, that TJ talks to herself and mumbles to herself. While she was standing on the little thing, she was going, I'm going to cut this audio and put it in the next podcast. That's all she was doing the entire time. And because her microphone was so close to her throat, you could hear her. Like just humming along and no one was even talking to her. Anyway, she's mad.
My final complaint is that did you see the animated key they put on the screens? I mean, it's a really small thing to be complaining about, but again, it looked like they fucking drew this thing in, I don't know, what's a really MS cheap Paint. Program? They drew it in Paint.
And it was bigger than everything else, and it wasn't even like the same level as the rest of the thing. It was just spinning around. It was just garbage, really. But I did have some good comments, so this podcast wasn't entirely negative. I do like Nick. I did like the way they put him in the house.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
Was interesting. So they did semi well. On a more important note, we are now 48 on the iTunes top podcast
list. Oh, really? Wow. We jumped up like 30 spots.
We're 70. And I may just have a gripe. Doctor Who Series 3. That isn't even a podcast. That is a TV show. Should not be there. And the National
Radio. Oh, no. All of them shouldn't be there. Hamish and Andy shouldn't be there. They have four or five podcasts on there now. And it's the same thing.
We're above Guilty Pleasures blogs, which has a little picture of a woman holding dildos against her vagina. So, you know, remember, unsubscribe and resubscribe. Send us emails to podcast@behindyourbrother.com. Call our podcast lines. This podcast is proudly brought to you by jumbo.com.au. Go there for all your hosting needs.
Hey, you know what? Before we go, I just have to note that if you go into the TV and radio category on iTunes, we are featured there.
And we are featured.
We got featured in there, and we're the only featured TV and radio podcast that isn't like an actual TV show.
Wow. Remember, guys, unsubscribe and resubscribe. That is how it goes. Yes, we will do a proper podcast sometime soon. I have a lot of audio clips to play. I can't hear them while we do these Skype ones, but yeah, so soon.
Friday? Are you free on Friday?
Yes, let's
do
Friday.
We'll do it then.
Look forward to the next podcast on Friday, and bye.
Bye.
Come quick, 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 quick. Thank you. Aww.
Oh my god. Come on, answer the damn phone.
Hi.
That rang like 5 times.
What did you expect?
Huh?
What did you expect?
That you'd pick up straight away?
I wasn't even looking at the screen. Anyway, hi, is this recording?
Yeah, so we were just hearing Gretel be a psychopath on... You're being really noisy.
What about now?
Nah, have you got your dryer on?
No, it's off. There's no noise, it's absolutely silent.
It's still picking up, like, all this noise.
They're not making any noise whatsoever.
Is it like picking up your computer buzzing?
Whoops. It's a mile away from my computer now.
That's better, but I can still hear it. Oh well.
Anyway.
Maybe I should...
Wasting time.
Maybe I should start again.
Anyway, do it again.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.